What's up?
Killing me, man. Killing me. What? Seriously.
What? What's wrong?
You're the first in line to get that.
Yeah. I wasn't first. I wasn't first.
No. Yeah.
I got it day two.
I was already hacked, by the way, just to let you know. Okay. Well, I love it. You know, I'm probably going to try it myself.
I recommend it. It's fun. It's a good time. I've got thoughts. I want to actually see how much work I can get done in one of those. We'll see.
You're gonna have like one email completed in a 2 hour period. Yeah.
Matt's gonna be so upset with me.
Okay. On screen keyboard. Yeah.
It does Bluetooth.
We're here, or is this our first Monday stat chart review? I'm excited, man. And you're new to the team.
So I'm super pumped. Thank you. I'm not used to everyone being so like positive and uplifting and happy. I'm sarcastic and self-deprecating and always have a snide remark, and I'm trying to retrain myself.
You could use your Vision Pro to, you know, have new lessons in that. No, man, you've been great. You're very positive. You've been an awesome addition to the team. Yeah, you're bring off the smart asses. There is a home for it here. So you're just fine.
Good. Very good. So today we're going to talk about documentation. So I have like a love-hate relationship with documentation. I don't know about you, Garrett, but it's one of those things that like, you know, has to get done, right? And I've found that MSPs that are maybe not so great at documentation, one of the biggest problems that they have is they're like trying to perfect every document. Like they don't just document what they can and move on to the next thing and document what they can there and then go back and revise the first one when they do it a second time. You know what I mean? They're like, let's spend 3 hours documenting how to create a mailbox in Office 365. Like, what is
you're documenting how to create a mailbox 365 in 3 hours. There might be some other issues there, but no, man, you're absolutely right. You know, documentation is one of those things where when I was starting off with my MSP, there were a lot of things I was learning because I was moving from personal to business, which I realized, okay, this personal note taking, this, you know, all this stuff is not gonna cut it, especially when you start doing well enough, you can start adding staff. You realize, okay, all right. And then you have to make the transition to structured documentation. But you're right. Perfecting it? No, you have to keep going, you know. But find a good one, you know, as opposed to becoming an expert and telling where to search. Search here, and you'll find it, you know. Now, I hear that.
When Vincent said, and techs never do it.
Yeah. because everything's on fire, you know, so I'll do it later, you know, but it's good.
Yeah, so that's the one thing I personally recommend whenever you hire a new tech, to ingrain in them that documentation is like number two priority. Now obviously the number one priority is making that end user happy while you're on the phone with them, but like while you're doing the thing, take an extra 5-10 minutes and document it, because it's going to save everyone's butt later.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, man. So I can't remember how many times especially in the early days, how many times like a fire happened or servers went down or something. Then you realize, oh man, where is this piece of information that I need to, you know, whatever, I'm looking for ports, IPs, whatever it is. That's when it becomes critical, and you realize, and when you do your post, that's when you realize we need to do a better job. So Yes, you're absolutely right. The 5 to 10 minutes as you go is part of the support ticket, in my opinion, that support. So it's like, hey, don't just wrap it up. They're happy. Get a survey, document it. And then, especially for knowledge management, silo everything.
And you hit the nail on the head there. You said that 5 or 10 minutes for documentation is part of the support ticket. You should be, I'm going to use the air quotes, billing your client. You know, a lot of you are doing that all you can eat. Well, the time for documentation should be accounted for in the ticket. And that way, because you're doing that for the client, like it's for you, but it's for the client because it's not your documentation. It's their documentation, right? When they decide they want to switch to a different MSP because, you know, pricing or reasons, right? You're going to look so good when you hand them over all that documentation that shows here's how to do all this different stuff.
Yeah. Well, another thing too, man, is as you document more and more, 5 to 10 minutes, as time goes on, I mean, your response times to support is going to be faster, because mm-hmm. you're not going to be in that loop of like searching for documentation. They're like, hey, where are you? What are we doing? It can help support times by finding it instantly. So you'll just look better across the board in terms of like, these guys are quick and they're accurate. So that was that's another thing that we learned. That was something we always tried to focus on.
Yeah. So let's take a look at this week's stack chart. You know, we're talking about documentation. Mm-hmm. And are you able to see that whole stack chart on my screen?
Yeah.
Okay. So as you can see, there's a big gap in documentation. And I want to clarify that what you're looking at is based on the number of reviews, all right? So this doesn't necessarily mean one or two products is like better than everyone else. Mm-hmm. It simply means one or two products are more popular than everyone else. Okay? So don't get discouraged if your product isn't the one on the top of this chart.
Yeah. Well, it's also not just popular, but, I look at this as the knowledge in the community, and what people have to say. There's things on here, that we'll go through, like Hoodoo, guys like that. I'm like, this guy's great, but we don't really know. This is knowledge sharing. So we really don't know who's out there until we're seeing it out there. So it's really good to see reviews from others. So it's right. It really does go to the fact that this is the popularity right here, what people are saying.
Yeah. So with that said, if you're using one of the lesser reviewed platforms like ConnectWise's IT Boost or SuperOps, Atlassian, even Hoodoo is lesser popular than IT Glue, which just tops the chart, right? If you're using one of those and you have feedback about how it works and you want other MSPs to know, hop on channelprogram.com. You can leave a review. You set up a free profile, you leave a review. And the cool thing is when you leave a review, I think you get to make like $15 just for leaving a review.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and another thing too, just for everybody out there, we're not like some of these other platforms that just let anybody in. With the reviews, people coming in, especially me and you, Steve, we know the community and we kind of have a sense of like, yeah, is this person from the MSP community? We authenticate and we verify at almost every person, every company, and every review comes through because we want to make sure that people aren't just putting in this for money, but this is real. So we spend a lot of time making sure this is as authentic as possible. It's definitely something to come on and check out.
Absolutely. Now, Garrett, you have the Channel Program stack chart page shared. So I'm going to add that to the stage here.
Yeah.
And What's really cool is when somebody uses the channel program website and they go to the what's it called up on the top there, you go to menu MSPs and then it says Channel Explorer, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. So Channel Explorer stack chart.
So under the Channel Explorer, you can dive down into the most popular categories, which are right on top. But if you scroll down to the bottom, there's like every category under the sun. And under IT management is documentation. And that's how you get to what we're looking at today. So this is something that you can access. You don't have to sign in. It's all visible right from your web browser. So what's really cool is there are products that aren't on the stack chart. And the reason for that is because they simply don't have any reviews yet.
Yeah.
Are there any that you want to, that like jump out at you?
In general, or, I would say one is at the Jira. Jira and Hudu, really, because Hudu has been, well, they came out of a Y Combinator. And, you know, they were, self-hosting, and they didn't have a cloud option, at least at the time that I was in. But these guys have been, ever since they get the cloud going, I feel like I'm seeing a lot more mentions of them and on Reddit, on the platform, everywhere. So I haven't had a chance to check their cloud version out, but Hudu, just, I'm glad to see them up here because, you know, when I was first checking them out, they had a lot of cool features. But I think it was one of the things for me, it was like, I just didn't have time to set up an on-prem, or self-hosted, solution. But now that they have the cloud, I like that. Now, Jira, Jira is interesting because Jira is, most people associate it with project management. You can have different boards, like security, but it's, I've always viewed Jira as more of an internal kind of for, then you have the help desk that they have, but they have the documentation, for some of the stuff, but they also have the Confluence add-on for more robust sort of a wiki style. So Jira is interesting to me because I think Jira has been working pretty hard to, work on the IT focus, especially with their help desk. So I think there's something interesting happening over at Jira. If you look at the top three, IT Blue, Hudu, and Jira, IT Blue and Hudu, they're more focused on the integrations that, in the managed IT ecosystem. In Jira, they have it, but I don't really see as many, MSP type integrations into the PSAs, things like that. So, but it is interesting because Jira has been on the move. But that's my assessment, observations about, kind of what we've been seeing lately.
Yeah. So what I'd like to do before we wrap up is I would like for us to talk about some questions that MSPs should ask either themselves, their staff, their vendor, when deciding what type of documentation platform that they want to use. First, I would ask if the vendor has visibility into your documentation. I know that's, especially when it's a platform where you're storing all the passwords, right? Something like IT Glue or Hudu, not only are you documenting your processes, but you're typically documenting all those passwords too. And if the vendor has visibility, I could be wrong, but I feel like that means that the content is not encrypted or encrypted well enough, in my opinion. But Garrett, do you have any thoughts on that?
No, I agree with you 100% on that. It's one of those things where it's like, it's that whole thing where like, oh, they're taking care of my stuff in the cloud, they handle this, but it's the data we're responsible for. So asking that question is critical, especially it's like, I can encrypt my data. You know, I know your server is encrypted at rest, but at least the what you're saying, can the employees get in? Employees get hacked, can they see everything? So yeah, I think that's a very important question to ask is that if you get hacked, how is my information protected? You know, kind of compliance, you know, can I download it and you know, things like that. So I think that's, but it's 2024. I think that is, should be one of the first things that, honestly, you shouldn't even have to ask. The vendor should come out and just say, hey, here's how we protect your data. Because that's, I think that's pretty critical, you know, feature to have. I agree. It should be foundational.
Yeah. Something else that I think should be foundational is multi-factor authentication, single sign-on, maybe something like Okta. Maybe not Okta. That one got hacked recently, but you know what I mean. How customizable is the platform? Can I create my own documentation templates for things that maybe I do a lot with Wi-Fi, setting up, you know, custom Wi-Fi networks for huge buildings, whether it's stadiums or hotels, and maybe I need to document Wi-Fi differently than the way that they normally do it. Can I make my own custom documentation template in there? But on the flip side, does it already have documentation templates? Like I know Hoodoo and IT Glue, for example, they've got all of those different templates for, you know, servers and ISPs and everything all built in there. But I mean, last time I checked, I thought like something like Jira, you're building the whole platform yourself.
Yeah. And, you know, that's a good point because that's one of the things that depends on your time. Like as MSP, you're busy. So it's like, how much have you stood up for me? You know, how quickly can I just spin up a template, get right to it? Because it really shows me how well you know what our life is like in the trenches. You know, if it takes me like Jira, perfect example, there's a lot of hands-on to get it, you know, how you want it to. You sort of have to Tetris everything together and be like, this is it. So that I think that's a big point right there too, is with the templates, you know, what's ready and available for you to onboard and get right to work. How long does it take? So that was always a big one for me.
Other things that you should ask, what kinds of documentation can I store? Should I be storing passwords here, or does it have a proper password field that's, you know, super encrypted and all that? Can I make documentation that has text and graphics? Should I include GIFs in my documentation, or is this something that we should expect to print out later? And when I say GIFs, I don't mean off of like Giphy.com with, you know, your favorite The Office GIF. Okay, I'm talking about making a short screen recording so that way people can see the step as it happens.
Yeah. By the way, it's GIF, but you know, I'm kidding. I'm not gonna get into it with you.
I do know that the guy that made it says GIF, but it's a graphics interchange, not a graphics. So I'm sorry, but he's wrong.
So many people correct me. My mom's a PE teacher, she always corrects me. We get into an argument, it's hilarious. So anyway, continue on.
It's not a hill that I'm worth ready to die on, okay?
Yeah.
Other things that I think about though are like, what integrations are supported? You know, is this gonna connect to my PSA or RMM? Will it work with a tool like LionGuard, which is a great way to supplement some documentation gathering for you? So look at integrations and make sure it's going to integrate with all the appropriate tools and your tools as well. Does it have strong mobile or tablet support? I mean, Garrett, you've only known me for a couple of weeks, but you know I'm a big Apple fanboy. I love to like travel with my iPad and that's it. So if I know I can be in like a coffee house and access documentation, whether it's on an app or they just made it mobile friendly on the website, I don't care. But if I know I can access my documentation from my iPad, I'm a happy man. How well does the search work? You know, is it a fuzzy search? Can I search not just the titles, but the body too? Like, you know, so you got to think about all of this type of stuff. Don't just sign up for what everyone else is signing up for. That's my takeaway from all of this. You got to test all of these platforms out yourself or demo them or whatever, however you get your information, right? But check all these platforms out and, you know, make a list of what's important to you and check off the ones that, you know, accomplish what you're looking to accomplish. And don't just look at the stack chart itself, but look at the whole list of documentation platforms that we have on our website, because Garrett, is this list added when somebody adds something to their Navis stack? Is that when it's added to this list?
Yeah. So when somebody goes to the Navis stack, it's, well, first, if we don't have it, it'll come out, come to us to say, hey, can you add this vendor or the product? And we'll add it. You know, we check, make sure it's, you know, real, all that good stuff, but we will add it. So whatever shows up on here, as you go. So if there's somebody that's not on this list, feel free to add it to your Navis stack. And, you know, we'll get the request to add it. We'll put it on here. Reviews, you know, that's who's talking, the review, you know, the knowledge of the community. Throw some reviews in and then get them on that chart, you know. So this is exactly how it
came. Yeah. So with that said, all the documentation tools you see in this list, there's at least one MSP that says they're using that product for documentation inside their MSP. So check them out and find out which one is the one for you, because as you can see, there's a lot of tools out there. Shameless plug, this Friday we're doing demo days. I am interviewing Ryan from SaaS Alerts, and we are going to do a deep dive into SaaS Alerts. He's going to demo the product. We're going to set it up from scratch, and he's going to show us all the best practices for MSPs to set it up and run with the thing. Do you have anything cool going on this week, Garrett?
For SaaS?
Do you have anything cool going on this week at all that people should know about?
No, nothing like that. You know, I'd love to be in that. But man, I'm just hold down the fort, keep everything moving. So, you know, we're good. We're actually going to be adding, I have to take a look, but I think about 20 new products or just got requested. So we have to go in and add those. So, but that be, you know, what I'm looking forward to, because it's fascinating seeing all the new vendors and products. That first you think you have an idea of who's out there, you get trade shows and all that stuff and what's on Reddit, but then you see all these guys come in with all this other stuff, and it's just it's fascinating. You're like, oh cool, I didn't know that. So that's sort of my highlight of the week coming up. So when we start adding these, I get to really learn about who's out there, because it's just really fascinating to see the ends of the earth, various vendors that everybody's using. So,
well, very cool. Garrett, thanks for hopping on with me and doing this. And everyone, we'll catch you next week. We're going to do this every week. We're going to talk about a different Navis stack stack chart every week. I could tell you what's going to happen next week, but I want it to be a surprise. And I don't have it up in front of me. That's the real reason.
Are you going to wear your Vision Pro? Yeah. You're going
to. I'm ready. Yeah. Let's blast off.
Oh, my God. Yeah. It's a stack chart viewer. You're going to integrate and interactive.
I've got stack charts everywhere in VR. It's amazing. Take care, everybody. Have a great day.
All right. Bye, everybody.